Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu. The Kentucky Derby is elevating the home viewing experience by launching virtual cooking classes for fans. They feature favorites like pulled pork sliders with peach and Vidalia onion chutney. Some of the dishes making good use of kitchen favorites like air fryers, crock pots, and instant pots. David Danielson, the executive chef for Churchill Downs Racetrack and the Kentucky Derby since 2011.
You know, crock pots and air fryers are the thing, right? We just took a pork shoulder or pork butt, cut it into a smaller piece so it fits in a crock pot. We put a great seasoning blend. And so we got kind of a barbecue spice blend, which is in the recipe. It's got some paprika and cumin and garlic powder, a little bit of cayenne, salt, pepper. We really heavily coat that pork butt. And then we place that in a crock pot, a little bit of water, a little bit of barbecue sauce, cover it up, let it go for a few hours till it's fall apart tender. And then we pull it out, and we've made this amazing peach and Vidalia onion relish. You can use fresh peaches, or you can use frozen peaches, Vidalia onions, a little bit of orange juice, of course, bourbon. And we cook that down and make this really delicious chutney to go over the pork. So then, when you're done, you'll take your pork out, you'll shred it, you can actually put it back in the crock pot to hold it. And the great part of this is that, you know, when people are entertaining, we want people to be able to do as much ahead of time as possible. And so this way, when your guests come, you're enjoying your party, you're enjoying one of the spectacular drinks we're doing, chutney, some slider buns, and then throughout the day, your guests can make these beautiful barbecue pork sandwiches.
One favorite, chicken nuggets in a special glaze. Start with boneless, skinless chicken breast chunks, breaded.
A little flour, a little egg wash, and a little panko Japanese breadcrumbs. You basically are cooking these in your air fryer to get them nice golden brown delicious. And then we've created a sauce called a Kentuckyaki glaze, teriyaki sauce that's based on bourbon-aged soy. It's got pineapple juice. It's got some brown sugar. You thicken that up, and then we toss that in with the nuggets. And then we serve this Green Goddess, which is a classical Southern dressing or dipping sauce, which has got some lime and tarragon, a lot of fresh herbs in it. And it's really fun. I made the video. The preparation is probably 15 to 20 minutes. It takes another 10 to 12 minutes in your air fryer to cook it. And pretty simple, easy to follow, and again, something really fun.
The chef says he's a huge fan of the Southern classic.
I am a huge pimento cheese fan, and it wouldn't be Derby without it. We make about 4,000 pounds of pimento cheese every year here at Churchill Downs for the Derby. One of the little dishes I'm doing for a small group of people is buttermilk biscuit with fried green tomato and pimento cheese. And I needed 200 pounds of pimento cheese. We've got a couple different ones. The one I love in my book has actually got pecans in it. We've done one with bacon in it. We've done one with caramelized onions. We certainly have our base pimento cheese recipe that is, you know, a combination of sharp cheddar, white sharp cheddar, yellow, some Duke's mayonnaise, obviously, you know, the canned pimento, a teeny bit of, we use dried mustard powder in ours, a teeny bit of cumin, a teeny bit of cayenne.
Danielson says he does dessert spectacularly.
We came up with the idea of building this kind of sundae bar where you could do your favorite ice creams, hot fudge, bourbon caramel, pecan brittle. We do old-fashioned cherries that have got some bourbon in them, sweet vanilla bean whipped cream, you know, whatever your topping is. Because when people see that type of thing, they gravitate. I also think that people like to make things the way they want them, whether they want more pecans, more hot fudge, more bourbon caramel.
He also likes the idea of customization for the Derby's most famous drink. Put out a mint julep bar complete with simple syrups and fruit juices so people can customize what and how much they're drinking all day. I'm Lillian Wu, and this is Fox and Food.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.